that's CJ's and them thing. Me, I just gotta just make sure I'm able to do my part.
Have you sensed any frustration here
at all? There's no panic mode or anything right now. I mean, being 0-2 is not a good thing, but it's definitely not panicking right now. I mean, the only thing we can do is just keep moving forward and just continue to working on the things out in practice that we need to show out on the field, which is, you know, continuing to stay on the field as an offense, you know, moving the change and then having the big plays come.
Kenny was saying that, you know, he still feels this is a confident team.
Yeah.
You get that sense?
Yeah, definitely. That's like I said, like, nobody's panicking right now. You know, every time we watch film, we always see, like, man, right there that we could have did this. Or, man, right there, if this would have happened, we could have went this way. There's always things that we see when we watch it on film that we could have changed. So as of right now, no panic. We just need to just produce out in the field.
Sorry to ask this already, but how did it feel to get back to practice today?
It felt good. Definitely felt a lot, really good. I mean, dealing with the infection that I had, which was kind of like a little freak thing, because they said it probably just came from like a little scratch on my elbow, because it just happened from that first week when we were playing the Patriots, from that Friday night to Saturday afternoon. My arm got huge, and it just kind of just snuck up on me. So, I was okay until after the first surgery, when they were telling me kind of what they did and everything, and they were explaining to me how, you know, they wanted to get to the infection and get it drained out of my arm before it got to my bloodstream, because if it would have got my bloodstream, then I probably would have lost my arm. So that's when I was, because at first I was just kind of like, oh, I can't believe this happened. This kind of sucks, and I kind of want this to be over with. But then when he told me, yeah, you could have lost your arm, that's kind of when I kind of got a little freaked out about it. But and I'm okay now. Two surgeries, and they had like this little suction thing up against my arm that was kind of pumping and sucking out a lot of the mess that was in my arm. I was hooked up to that for like another 5 days after I got out of the hospital, and then I'm okay now.
Did you see that stuff coming out of your arm?
Yeah, well, they hooked me up to three. After the first surgery, they had me hooked up to one. I saw some of the stuff come out. Then they hooked me up to another one after the second surgery. Really didn't have that much coming out. Then the portable one that they gave me when they let me leave the hospital, I didn't really get nothing out of that.
That was, you got that off on Monday, is that right?
This past Monday, okay. Yeah.
And you, from a conditioning standpoint, as far as just plugging back in and going, I mean, you feel good?
I feel okay. Like, I didn't do a whole lot today as far as, like, getting in with the offense. Like, I did some stuff, but not too much. And I would just try to get a lot of my work in when we would do, like, scout team offense going against the defense. So I felt like I was in okay shape, but definitely nowhere near the shape I was in before this happened.
Okay. I mean, how long is it going to take to get that back?
I mean, they say it all should come back pretty quick.
Okay.
And then the extra running we did after practice, that helped me out a lot.
You anxious to get back out there and play?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I like to compete as much as the next guy, and then I want to be able to do my part on helping us win. So definitely.